Welcome to the New South Political Podcast, a simple and straightforward report on the latest trends and shifts across the Southeast. The phrase October surprise usually involves political candidates unleashing a bombshell about their opponent or making a major announcement about their platform. But in 2022, the biggest surprises may come from two SEC universities, and the surprising news has nothing to do with their football programs. Vanderbilt University's Medical Center did a 180 on its gender transition services for minors. Days after a group of Tennessee state legislators warned Vandy that the practices could be considered child abuse, a decision was made to pause the surgeries and review the practice. The surgeries were brought to the attention of the nation by conservative author Matt Walsh. Vandy's response breaks from the established norm of academia ignoring outside criticism, particularly from conservative legislators or activists. And another sign that academia is reversing its course on liberal rule, the University of Florida disclosed that Nebraska Senator Ben Sasse was the sole finalist among the candidates evaluated and interviewed by the school's presidential search committee. All that remains is the formality of a final vote by the Board of Trustees. The news of Sasse's likely hire surfaced less than 2 months after a study revealed that UF had the highest percentage of students and employees who report feeling intimidated to share their views on campus. Sasse is known as a staunch advocate of free speech, but is also known for his background in academia and his vote in favor of impeaching Donald Trump following the January 6th Capitol riots, as one of only seven Republican senators to do so. Those factors undoubtedly made Sasse a much more palatable choice to the Board of Trustees, who otherwise wouldn't have given him any consideration to run a department, never mind the entire school. Election polls are always interesting, but the fact that two universities and Power Five conferences are opening their doors to conservative thought, well, that just may prove to be a leading indicator that Democrats greatly overestimated their momentum leading into the 2022 midterms.